Our Conception of Christian Living by J.R. Miller. True religion is intensely practical. Only so far as it dominates one's life is it real. We must get the commandments out of God's word and give them a place in the hard, dusty paths of our earthly toil and struggle. We must get them off the tables of stone and have them written on the walls of our own hearts. We must bring the golden rule into our daily actual life. We are too apt to imagine that holiness consists in mere good feeling toward God. It does not. It consists in obedience in heart and life to the divine requirements. To be holy is, first, to be set apart for God and devoted to God's service, and it necessarily follows that we must live for God. Our hands are God's and can fitly be used only in doing His work. Our feet are God's and may be employed only in walking in His ways and running His errands. Our lips are God's and should speak words only that honour Him and bless others. Our hearts are God's, and must not be profaned by thoughts and affections that are not pure. True holiness is no vague sentiment. It is intensely practical. It is nothing less than the bringing of every thought and feeling and act into obedience to Christ. We are quite in danger of leaving out the element of obedience in our conception of Christian living. If we do this, our religion loses its strength and grandeur and becomes weak, nerveless, and forceless. Our religion must touch every part of our life and transform it into the beauty of holiness.